This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great month, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great month as we move forward with a presidential campaign where a lot of people thought this presidential campaign, there would be no real competition. It was locked down tighter than a drum for Joe Biden on the Democratic side, for Donald Trump on the Republican side, and that relationship, that competition could be very close. But hey, no real competition for getting the nomination. But guess what? All of a sudden, there's a series of new polls that are amazing, that show that somebody who was considered to be a non-serious challenger, in fact, something of a crackpot and lunatic, is getting about a third of the votes in his party. No, I'm not talking about Ron DeSantis. I'm not talking about Vivek Ramaswamy. I am talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. I mean, new polling? It is unbelievable. There is a new recent Emerson College poll just taken. It shows him winning 21%. That means that he's ahead of Ron DeSantis in many of the polls. Now, of course, a different party. And it's going to be very tough for Joe Biden to dodge debates. It's easier for Donald Trump to dodge the debates, which he is planning to do, apparently. He says the first two debates he doesn't want to participate in, and partially, I guess, that's because he likes the idea of keeping lots and lots of names on the Republican side of things, because he has his loyal base that's going to vote for him. But Robert Kennedy Jr., there's a piece in the Daily Beast with a kind of a tough, direct title. The title is RFK Jr. was always a crackpot. He just switched political tribes. There's a piece on CNN. It says things have gotten so bad for DeSantis that a recent Fox News poll shows him at 21%, comparable with the 19% that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has pushed debunked conspiracy theories about vaccine safety. And by the way, not just about the COVID-19 vaccine, but about the measles vaccine, about vaccines and autism, which are completely debunked and totally without basis. But in any event, he's doing fine on the Democratic side. Ron DeSantis, not so much. There's a piece over at Politico, and the headline for the piece is Ron DeTedious. That's something that President Trump hasn't planned. He's talked about Ron DeSanctimonious. But Ron DeTedious, they say, DeSantis underwhelms Britain's business chiefs. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis failed to impress British business chiefs at a high-profile London event Friday. In a tired performance described variously as horrendous, low wattage, and like the end of an overseas trip. Well, it was the end of an overseas trip. He had taken a trip to Israel, where he did well, Japan and South Korea and Britain. And basically, the official reason for the trip was to encourage business relationships between Florida and those very important countries. But actually, the real business was to give him some foreign policy credentials. It didn't work. His trip was officially billed as an attempt to build Florida's economic relationships with the UK, Israel, South Korea, and Japan. But it has been widely seen in Washington as a chance for DeSantis to present himself as a statesman on the world stage. For several of those present, however, the statesmanship was clearly lacking. One UK business figure said DeSantis looked bored and stared at his feet as he met with titans of British industry in an event co-hosted by Lloyd's of London, the world's largest insurance marketplace. He had been to five different countries in 5 days, and he definitely looked spent, but his message wasn't presidential, the business leaders told Politico. He was horrendous. A second business figure who was in the room said it was a low-wattage performance and that nobody in the room was left thinking, this man is going places. We just want him to go home. Uh-huh. Then there's another piece over at Yahoo, and it begins, Governor Ron DeSantis finished off a four-stop international tour in London on Friday. Attendees were not impressed by the speech. According to one person, there was no stardust when the Florida governor spoke. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, with prominent business leaders in London, multiple figures at the Friday event described the DeSantis presentation as low wattage and ineffective. One business person who remained unnamed told Politico that DeSantis' message wasn't presidential and said he stared at his feet. We had heard that. Trump, who announced his third presidential campaign in November of last year, trashed DeSantis in private as someone with a dull personality, according to sources close to the former president who spoke to Axios. It's not just Trump either. GOP strategists have spoken to outlets decrying DeSantis' supposedly unlikable personality. Multiple people who spoke to Vanity Fair in September told the outlet that his temperament would hinder his political chances on a national stage. And there's actually a very insightful comment made by John Heilman on Morning Joe over at MSNBC about Ron DeSantis and his people skills or lack thereof. Listen.
About, you know, the presidency, Joe, as you know, and campaigning for the presidency is not a job that requires people skills. You can be isolated. You can spend time with no human beings. You don't have to do any retail politics. You don't have to go to Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina and project any warmth or connection with human beings. You can be aloof. You can be strange. You can be distant consistently. There's a long history of successful presidential candidates who have those personality traits. Let's make that list. Oh, right. There is no one on that list who falls in that category. I got to say, if you think about the recent history of supposed highly touted challengers to a front runner. Most recently, you have to go back and think about someone like Barack Obama, who when he ran in 2008, Hillary Clinton was the dominant front runner. He was kind of the outsider candidate who was coming up, and he staged over the course of 2006 before his announcement in 2007 a sort of pre-candidacy, right, a ghost candidacy in the midterm elections, and impressed absolutely everyone across the ideological spectrum, certainly within the Democratic Party, but even a lot of Republicans who watched him on Monday Night Football and on Oprah Winfrey and in religious settings with Rick Warren, you know, immaculately orchestrated pre and raised a ton of money in that contest for other Democrats, racking up chits across the country so that when he announced in February 2007, he was not the front runner all of a sudden, but he was seen as a credible alternative right out of the gate to Hillary Clinton. Think about the opposite here with Ron DeSantis. Have you ever seen a sort of shadow candidacy, a run-up to an announcement that has gone worse for an ostensible leading challenger to a front-runner in your lifetime?
Okay. The problem really has to do not so much with how people feel about Ron DeSantis. He makes the point it's how Ron DeSantis feels about people. But there is a piece, a column today in the Wall Street Journal, beginning of May, by Mark Penn, who is one of those political manipulators who worked on the Democratic side, who says, don't count Ron DeSantis out. Why not? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael MedVed Show, they say in one of the articles here in Politico that the biggest complaint you hear about Ron DeSantis is that he never says thank you, a veteran GOP strategist told Vanity Fair. people host events where donors give him enormous sums of money, and he never says thank you. Recent polling from Fox News shows Trump as a favored candidate for the Republican presidential nomination at 51% among GOP primary voters compared to DeSantis's 30%. Now, given the fact that we're still so many months away from the first debates, from the really the beginnings of the caucuses and the primaries on the Republican side, we lead again with Iowa, but that's going to be in Noonan. And Peggy Noonan talks about the what's going on with DeSantis and the problem of the DeSantis campaign, which seems to be a preoccupation of everybody, because people thought he had won such a huge landslide in Florida, a 19-point landslide in Florida, which used to be a swing state. It's gotten more and more Republican. And Peggy Noonan wrote in her column this weekend, I got an interesting note about DeSantis the other day from the veteran political operative Alex Castellanos. He said the problem for Mr. DeSantis is not that he's unlikable. Quote, the problem for Ron is worse. It's that he doesn't like us. When voters see a political figure likes them, they start to trust him because they know that he will do a lot to preserve their affection. But Ron DeSantis does not communicate that. It's not that people don't like him. It's that he projects that idea that he doesn't like other people. And the Mark Penn has this to say. And Mark Penn has an interesting background. He was a pollster and advisor to both Bill and Hillary Clinton between 1995, when Bill was still president, of course, and 2008, when Obama took over the presidency. He is chairman of the Harris Poll, and he's CEO of Stagwell Incorporated. And he's somebody who's been at least somewhat disillusioned with the Democratic Party, I think it's safe to say. And he started looking over at Republicans. And he says, can Ron DeSantis beat Donald Trump? In the game of presidential politics, well-known frontrunners often falter, and up-and-comers often win. Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton, and Jimmy Carter came from nowhere to beat establishment figures like Representative Mo Udall and Senator Henry Scoop Jackson. When Mr. Trump was the challenger, he polished off Jeb Bush, the Florida governor who once led the pack. And now he's saying it's too early to say that Ron DeSantis is out of the picture. And if you look at the numbers that they highlight, that Wall Street Journal is saying it's 51% for Trump, 30% for DeSantis. What that means is that if you can get 1 out of 10 people to change their minds, then you've changed the front runner. And so it's still a wide open race, but one that is certainly trending toward Trump. To get back in the game, Mr. DeSantis, writes Mark Penn, has to put cultural issues to the side and run on character, competence, and common sense. The three C's. And the idea of character, competence, and common sense, those are characteristics that have not been uniformly and unanimously associated with Donald Trump. Character, well, he's on trial for rape right now. And it's not going particularly well. They actually moved earlier today to have the case dismissed, and that was turned down by the court. It's still going forward. And there are a bunch more cases. So character, competence, and common sense. And Mark Penn writes, he has the strong character of a family man who cares for his wife, a cancer survivor, the energetic competence of an accomplished governor, and the common sense to campaign on such issues as a balanced budget, a workable immigration system, crime policies that target criminals and improve policing, and programs that reduce the size of government. The major issues facing the country, according to Mr. DeSantis' supporters in the latest Harvard Capps-Harris poll, are inflation, 36% name inflation as a top issue, immigration, 29%, and the economy and jobs. 81% of all voters back a plan to balance the budget, including majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. This could be the cornerstone of a smart economic plan. And that, says Mark Penn, is the kind of thing that Ron DeSantis needs. He goes on and says, for Mr. DeSantis to make progress, he has to realize he can't get the ultra-MAGA voters that are Mr. Trump's base and should go instead after more moderate voters who are looking for somebody who can cure the economy and stand up for their interests. While his attacks on Disney are popular among some, and a six-week abortion ban plays to part of the Republican base, these positions have damaged Mr. DeSantis' chances at courting the middle. As with Mr. Biden in 2020, the core of the DeSantis argument is that he is more electable than Mr. Trump because he can attract the votes of moderate suburban women and Latinos. The more rightward Mr. DeSantis shifts, the more he loses primary support. There are plenty of moderates among Republican primary voters. They nominated John McCain and Mitt Romney, after all. And then he says, older, suburban, and educated Republicans have the greatest potential to become DeSantis voters, according to the Harris poll. Most aren't ready to vote for Mr. DeSantis yet, but they still regard him more favorably than Mr. Trump. And what's interesting is there are people who are supporting Trump right now who don't look at him favorably. So why are they supporting him? It has to do with an assumption about who can win. There's another piece about something that would absolutely destroy the Biden campaign, and no, it's not his age. It's another factor. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The suspect in the deadly shooting of five of his neighbors north of Houston is in the U.S. illegally. Francisco Oropesa was previously deported and has multiple illegal reentries on his record. FBI agent James Smith.
That's what we need from the public is any type of information, because right now we're running into dead ends.
Hundreds of police and the FBI are now involved in the search for Oropesa. Cities along the southern U.S. border are worried about an illegal immigrant influx once the COVID-era immigration restriction Title 42 expires on May 11th. The mayor of El Paso is declaring a state of emergency to help his city deal with the expected influx. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying most of the assets of troubled First Republic Bank. The FDIC had taken control of the bank and immediately began working with J.P. Morgan Chase on the sale to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the attempt to rekindle at least some spark of energy and hope for the DeSantis campaign. And what's ironic about all this, of course, is Ron DeSantis brings up the point that he isn't even formally a candidate yet. He hasn't yet announced, and as a matter of fact, there are now some folks who are looking at the DeSantis campaign and thinking, well, it may never happen. But Mark Penn over at the Wall Street Journal says, look, there are things that DeSantis can do that can completely turn things around. And he points out that older suburban and the more educated Republicans, in other words, people with a four-year college degree, which is a minority of the country, but it is a crucial voting bloc that has moved away from the Republican Party toward the Democrats. And to win that bloc back, it says that they could become DeSantis voters, according to the Harris poll. Most aren't ready to vote for Mr. DeSantis yet, but they still regard him more favorably than they do Mr. Trump. While more voters in every age group would vote for Mr. Trump, partially because they know him, because he's better known than Ron DeSantis. I mean, he has been president for 4 years. Mr. DeSantis, though, has a 19-point favorability edge among Republican voters over 50. The same kind of pattern is true of education. Mr. Trump dominates those without college degrees, but among college graduates, Mr. DeSantis has a favorability advantage 23 points larger than Trump. And in the suburbs, while a slim majority of voters would pick Mr. Trump, Mr. DeSantis is viewed favorably by 15 points more. Now, once people say they view you favorably, then you have a chance to persuade them that you really are the candidate who can win. He says, Mark Penn also, this, and I think he's right, that swayable Republican voters are internationalists, not isolationists. Mr. DeSantis's recent characterization of the Ukraine war as a territorial dispute landed badly, prompting him to walk it back quickly. According to the Harris poll, DeSantis supporters back Ukraine more than Trump supporters do. 58% of DeSantis supporters consider the U.S. investment of more than $27 billion in Ukraine to be justified. There will be many twists and turns in this race, and Senator Tim Scott could become the consensus moderate Republican choice if Mr. DeSantis fails to get back on track. The governor needs to shift from being the king of anti-woke pro-lifers to a responsible leader of character and competence who can fix the budget and right the economy. If he doesn't, he will soon end up on the wannabe challenger list, meaning a wannabe who is never going to make it. And part of this, it seems to me, should also involve some leadership on this debt ceiling issue, which even though DeSantis is not a member of Congress, he obviously is in a position where he can help to influence people. And today, President Biden called out the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, over debt ceiling negotiations. And what's most important right now is getting these two, McCarthy's in Israel right now, but to getting these two to sit down and negotiate on this question of the debt ceiling. President Biden spoke about it today, clip 19.
The most important thing we have to do in that regard is to make sure the threat by the Speaker of the House to default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years, America has never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt. To put in the capital and colloquial terms, America is not a deadbeat nation. We have never, ever failed to meet the debt. Now, as a result, one of the most respected nations of the world, we pay our bills. And we should do so without reckless hostage-taking from some of the mega-Republicans in Congress. The most immediate thing we can do is ensure the continued reliance of our economy and the financial system.
Okay, and Nancy Mace, who more and more seems to me to be a fine spokesperson for the Republican point of view, she basically responded on this on CBS's Face the Nation and talked about how Biden has to not only talk about negotiating a deal, he has to actually come to the table and do it. Here's Nancy Mace, the congresswoman from South Carolina. Clip 3.
And we don't want to play chicken with the economy. And when I sat down with Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, on Wednesday, we talked about us leading a balanced budget amendment. I believe we need to do that. As you mentioned, as Roe mentioned earlier, the last time we balanced the budget was under Bill Clinton. Republicans in 94 put together a plan to balance the budget in 10 years. They did it in 98, 4 years later, with a Democrat president and a Republican majority. It is not out of the thinking that we can do this together, the Democrat president, Republicans in charge. We did it again. We had cut cap and balance in 2010 with Obama as president.
Are there red lines here for you, though?
Well, certainly the fear tactic of default is a red line. That is not going to happen. We get 11 times the revenue that we need to pay the interest on the debt. The president can also prioritize spending. We don't, no one wants to cut veterans benefits or Social Security or food stamps. That's not what this is about. But we have $31 trillion in debt that was started by both sides. Under President Trump, $8 trillion added to the debt. Under President Biden, $4 trillion. That's $12 trillion in 6 years. The president needs to come to the table, take a look at what we have offered, and start negotiating.
Okay, and she also talked about the abortion issue, where the Democrats won't even talk about a middle ground, where they've taken the extreme position of abortion until the moment of birth, with basically no restrictions or regulations at all. And the extreme side on the Republican side, Nancy Mace says, and I think she's right, is also a big mistake. This is clip 10. Listen.
Can a Republican candidate who supports or signs into law, as Governor DeSantis did, a six-week limit to abortion?
In the dead of night, by the way.
Can he succeed in running for the presidency? I mean, is this really going to be something that in people who are in Republican districts have to make this calculus? You say you're in a purple one,
mm-hmm.
So you have to compromise.
It's the number two issue in my district. Number one is inflation. The debt ceiling is an important issue. Number two is abortion and finding a middle ground. Signing a six-week ban that puts women who are victims of rape and girls who are victims of incest in a hard spot isn't the way to change hearts and minds. It's not compassionate. The requirements he has for rape victims are too much, not something that I support as a non-starter. I am a victim of rape. I was raped by a classmate at the age of 16. I am very wary, and the devil's always in the details. We've got to show more care and concern and compassion for women who've been raped. I don't like that this bill was signed in the dead of night, and it puts them in a very difficult position for a general election, in my opinion, which is why I have been so vocal on this issue. I would like us to win. I would not only like us to win the Electoral College, I want us to win the popular vote. And if we can show the middle ground, which shouldn't be controversial.
Okay, that idea that Republicans should win the popular vote, of course we should win the popular vote. And of course we have to work toward it. And again, it's reassuring to hear Nancy Mace. There's somebody else from South Carolina, and it's not Nikki Haley, who is getting ready to jump in full force into the presidential race. Will it matter? We will get to that and the rest of the political news. And the assumption about the one thing that would absolutely kill dead, eliminate any chance of Biden actually winning the election. Get to that and more on the Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, report in a hotline that says that Senator Tim Scott has made it clear today that he will deliver a major announcement in North Charleston, South Carolina, his home state, on May 22nd. This, of course, goes along with assumptions that he will formally announce his run for president on that day. Scott launched a presidential exploratory committee last month. His announcement tease came just days after he declared to make an official decision on a 2024 White House bid before the end of May. That was reported by the Charleston Post and Courier. And look, the thing about Tim Scott is that he has put himself in a position where he is deliberately sending out a more optimistic message. He is trying to negotiate, to jockey, to be the happy warrior in this Republican field, offering a more optimistic story about America and the state of America and the future of America than some of his rivals. Here is a part of what he had to say when he was making clear that this announcement was coming on May 22nd. Here's Senator Scott.
May the 22nd, in North Charleston, South Carolina, it is time to make the final step. Please tell your friends, be in attendance. North Charleston, more details coming your way. We will have a major announcement, and you're going to want to be there. It's time to restore hope in America.
You think he might be running? I think it's likely that he is. Somebody else where it's not clear that she's running, and it's really, really, really important. We have a U.S. Senate that is controlled by Democrats by one vote, by a single vote. And by the way, you could say that that one controlling vote that is giving them control of the U.S. Senate is from somebody who isn't even a Democrat. Actually, it's from several people who aren't Democrats. Bernie Sanders isn't a Democrat. He's an independent. Kyrsten Sinema isn't a Democrat. She's an independent. Angus King, the senator from Maine, is not a Democrat. He's an independent. In any event, two magazine profiles on Kyrsten Sinema came to different conclusions about whether or not she's actually going to run for re-election. Sinema says she hasn't decided yet whether she'll seek re-election, but she talks like someone who's not planning on it. She's only 46 years old, and she has other interests. So said a piece in The Atlantic. And then in New York Magazine, Robert Draper came to a different conclusion. He said, nothing she said in our conversations left me with the impression that she was putting a few final touches on her senatorial legacy on her way out the door to the private sector. So whether she runs or not is crucial, because Arizona is one of the four states now that they've identified. The four crucial states that will decide the presidency are Arizona and Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. In other words, you have two southern tier states and two northern tier states. And that's it. That's the ball game. That'll determine the presidency. It will certainly determine control of the U.S. Senate, because that seat in Arizona could truly go either way. Carrie Lake, unfortunately, is running for the Republican, or at least she's likely to run for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. And they already have Ruben Gallegos, who's a member of Congress, who is going to likely be the Democratic nominee. And then there's Kyrsten Sinema, who may run as an independent. She won't run as a Democrat because she couldn't win, chances are, that nomination. Meanwhile, in terms of another commentary, there was a piece that was raised about Kamala Harris, because right now one of the things that Democrats are talking about, and they're right, is that is there any possible way to basically give Kamala Harris some kind of brain transplant or make her into a more viable candidate? Because even though Joe Biden has a low approval rating, and he does, it's as low as 37% according to some polls, the average for Biden is about 31%. Kamala Harris is worse. She's down at 35%.
We're not playing that.
And especially given the fact that Joe Biden is going to be 82 years old when he's sworn in for a second term, if he gets a second term. Of course, the vice presidency is enormously important. You know what I was thinking of is that, and it was one of those things I'd been asked to be on a panel by USA Today, which I was, and I wrote, and it was a question about who Biden should pick for his vice presidential nominee, and I suggested, as many people did, that he should have picked Val Demings of Florida, a member of Congress. Why? Because not only was she a black woman, as Kamala Harris identifies, but she was somebody who was a police officer and a chief of police very successfully in Orlando, Florida, and had actually brought the crime rate down. Now, think right now with the importance of the crime issue and the need for Democrats to nullify the crime issue. Can you imagine if Val Demings right now, her husband also was a police chief. He was actually also sheriff of Orange County in Florida. She and her husband both are lifetime careers in law enforcement. And what that would mean, aside from the fact that Val Demings is a more coherent, I think vastly more intelligent Democrat than someone like Kamala Harris. Can you imagine? you wouldn't be hearing this about how the vice president needs to change and basically that Biden needs to get rid of her. There's also this, and this is over in Hotline, where they talked about the White House Correspondents' Dinner and how Biden did okay. He was not bad. We played some of the excerpts of him at the Correspondents' Dinner. It says that Kamala Harris may be wise to follow this track and could even take a page from Nancy Reagan's playbook. What do they mean? They say the First Lady, Nancy Reagan, faced a similar image problem as Kamala Harris does now after her husband was elected. Like Harris, she needed an image reset. In 1982, the president's wife roasted herself during a speech at the Gridiron Dinner and received rapturous applause from journalists in the room whose opinion of her duly improved with time. With Harris's approval ratings down in the absolute dumps, she has little to lose from humanizing herself with a self-effacing set. In other words, why wasn't she there at the Correspondents' Dinner last night, where everyone gets made fun of? Well, there are lots of reasons why, but part of the real reason why is they do need to figure out some way of de-emphasizing Kamala. Because the more she gets emphasized, and this is why, by the way, I think whoever the Republican nominee is for president, that nominee, once the nomination is locked up, ought to appoint the vice presidential running mate right away. Why? Because you can offer contrast to Kamala. And whoever it's going to be, it doesn't have to be Val Demings, she's a Democrat anyway. But can you imagine the contrast between a Nikki Haley and a Kamala Harris, or a Tim Harris, Tim Scott and Kamala Harris? Those are dramatic contrasts which do not work in behalf of Joe Biden or the Democrats in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
No, 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 no.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.